your tears are only sad confusion. And tell me it's just been so long, and that is all.
I'm not afraid of the dark. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefod.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubber-necked giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. Putting on a show for you to see. Blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't on a show for you to see.
WMFO Medford, 10:12 in the morning. It's Mike here along with Ben. How you doing, Ben? What's going on?
You know, Leon Russell may be the secret sauce to a lot of popular music.
Mm-hmm.
When I was here last time, I was like, you know, we started off with that Joe Cocker. Right?
Yeah, right. Unwittingly, but we did.
And there he is.
Yeah, tightrope, classic. Yeah,
I love Leon Russell.
He's one of those guys who just has so much talent. But as he got later on in his career, and he didn't put out so much product, he was all but forgotten.
Just about.
And as his friend Elton John brought him back into the limelight, and I think kind of rescued him personally and his career too.
Right, T-Bone Burnett will produce that.
Yep,
little documentary which you might want to seek out if you love Elton John and Leon Russell.
Which doc is that?
Elton. Boy, I can't remember the name. But
you brought it up.
I know I did. But I have to say that Elton John says that he wouldn't be Elton John if it wasn't for Leon Russell.
There you go.
There you go.
Exactly. All right, just before that, a very deep cut from Bad Company from their Burning Sky CD that was called Unfinished Story. The Smithereens from their great 2011 CD, or just 11, that was Sorry. Joe Jackson from the Look Sharp CD in 1979, One More Time. And new from Buffalo Tom, Boston's Own, last year, 2017's Quiet and Peace CD, that was Roman Cars. All right, Ben, it's time to play a bunch of stuff that you picked. You've got 2 6-song sets, and you want to just let her rip and we'll talk about it afterwards? Or
let her rip.
Let her rip. All right, I'm not going to tell anybody what this is or who it is. We'll just go.
Well, yeah, what is it?
I'm just going to play it, and it's going to be. All right, songs picked lovingly by hand from Ben Loengard at WMFO Medford.
On the corner and broke the tea. Yeah, iced tea. Christmas Humphreys, a book on Zip. Curiosity killed the cat, Kerouac's Don the Bones on the road. What's my line? I'm happy cleaning windows. Take my time, I'll see you when my love goes. Don't let it slide, I'm a working man in my prime. What's my life? I'm happy cleaning windows. Take my time, I see you when my love goes. Don't let it slide, I'm a working man in my prime. Thank you.
shoes over my left shoulder. It seems like all my life I've been searching for that four-leaf clover. Yet you run with me, chasing all my rain.
WMFO Medford.
The breeze surrounds me.
WMFO Medford waving the Freeform flag in here today like crazy. It's a windy day in here with Freeform. Thank you, Ben. That's the first five-song set that you've got for us today. Let's talk about these one by one. We started off with an artist named Barbara Manning from her Chico Days CD that was Don't Hold Back. What you got about Barbara? Anything
you
in particular?
Barbara Manning?
No.
San Francisco Seals.
No.
Wonderful singer, chanteuse of, I guess, alts. I don't know. She's just great.
Yeah.
And been a big fan of her for many, many years.
Awesome. Okay. I loved it. And then the next track was a local luminary, Barrence Whitfield, featuring Tom Russell. There was a CD back then called Hillbilly Voodoo, and that was a cover, Cleaning Windows, a Van the Man cover.
Tom Russell and Barrence Whitfield, of course, came out with these pair of albums that are very interesting albums of basically cover versions of other people's songs.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a fantasy for both of them. And Barrence, you know, is a beautiful, beautiful voice, and we mostly know him from screaming.
Right, we do.
But he's a fine, fine singer, and these are kind of folky tunes.
Yep, and Tom Russell is like a singer-songwriter.
Tom Russell is a cowboy singer-songwriter and a cowboy poet, and brilliant at that, too.
Okay. Back after that from his 2002 Sea Change CD, that was All in Your Mind.
Yeah, Beck, well, Sea Change is a sea change for Beck. You know, if you know that album, you know it's very different from his other albums. He's like right in your ear in there. And there was actually a version I was looking for that he toured with the Flaming Lips behind him for a little while. But I couldn't find that actual cut, but...
Well, Beck doesn't tend to stick to one sound, which is one of the wonderful things. Buddy Miller and Sean Colvin. I know Buddy and his wife Julie. I was telling you off air. I saw them at the Bottom Line in New York. Blew me away. This is Buddy Miller and Sean Colvin, everybody, from back in 2011, an album called The Majestic Silver Strings. That was That's the Way Love Goes.
Right, and that's a Merle Haggard song, and we all loved Merle
Haggard.
Boy,
you can't miss with that.
And there's a couple albums out there, sort of tribute to him. There was one by Tom Russell, actually, and Barrence Whitfield's on that one. There's a tribute to Merle Haggard, and then there's also, last year or 2 years ago, an album called Bakersfield came out that was Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, the pedal steel player, tribute to Merle Haggard Bakersfield.
Okay. And finished off with an artist called Honey Limited from the complete LHI recording. Sounds like back in the 60s, Silk and
LHI,
Honey.
Lee Hazelwood. So you know him from These Boots Are Made for Walking and Nancy Sinatra and all those weird sort of country hits. And he gathered up the most beautiful singing women he could find in L.A. and recorded an album called Honey Limited that is really wonderful. And sounds of the era, and they're beautiful women. He was an interesting guy, that Lee Hazelwood, and ended up in Sweden, I believe, putting out albums out there. So.
Perfect. Okay, we've got another five-song set, and this one's a bit different. One of your favorite bands ever is NRBQ.
All right, we were talking about how Boston is about Jay Giles, and where I grew up in Hartford, Connecticut, and in Hartford, the Jay Giles of Hartford is NRBQ. So.
Okay. All right, well, we'll start off with a cover first to start off the next five-song set. Again, lovingly put together by Ben Lowenkart. It's WMFO, Bedford.
Sitting here thinking.
about to go insane. I've been down before, riding along in this big jet plane. I've been thinking about jumping out. Run.
WMFO, 10:56 in the morning. Wow. Somebody outdid themselves with their picking of the sets this morning, Ben. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
That wasn't NRBQ, though. That
oh, I know it. But what I didn't know is that was the original Jenner liner. I thought it was a Steve Miller original. What do I know?
It's Paul Pena, who's from Massachusetts. And he also did the, if you ever heard the Tuvin throat singing Genghis Blues, did you ever see that documentary, Genghis Blues? It's where the blues meets Tuvin throat singing, and if you haven't seen that.
I'm getting a list from you.
I know. It's like, you know, sharpen your pencils before you sit down with me.
All right. That was great. Jet Airliner, of course, from the New Train CD back in 2000. Paul Pena, as you mentioned. Then we had three NRBQs in a row. Two from Wild Weekend, which were Little Floater and If I Don't Have You. And before that was Diggin' Uncle Q Live, It Comes to Me Naturally. Anything to say about those three tracks?
Well, there's lots of versions of NRBQ. There's a very early version, and there's different later versions and whole wheat horns versions. There's a modern version touring around now, and but these are from the sort of Al Anderson, Joey Spampinato, and
very late '80s time frame. Yeah,
yeah. Terry Adams, of course, is the heart and soul of NRBQ, and what a piano player that guy is.
Yeah, I turned up the piano because it was just cool.
Him play, he's like, he's slapping the keys and you can't go, how is he doing that?
Yeah. So. Awesome. And started off that set with Mike Mills of REM fame covering NRBQ from a record called The Q People, a tribute to NRBQ. That was When Things Was Cheap. That brought back it sounds like Van Morrison a little bit, and it was really good.
Yeah, it's a pretty good tribute album, too, that has a wide range of lovers of NRBQ, and there are many of them. I think, actually, a little side note, when Elvis Costello was doing, I think, his second or third album, he gave all the attractions a copy of, NRBQ.
Oh, really?
One of the albums may have been Yankee Stadium, but anyhow, he liked that sound a lot. So.
Yeah, it was great, and I did too. Thank you so much again. All right, Kirsten is here at 10:58. You're here for something about the women?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I think before we end with NRBQ, Ben, you said that you had an early introduction to them.
Oh, right, yeah. They played at my junior prom in high school.
That's crazy.
They were a local band. It was a high school in Windsor, Connecticut, and what a way to first experience NRBQ.
Yeah, Ben shared that, and I immediately got green with jealousy because I couldn't name one band that played at any of my high school dances. So,
well, it's too soon in your memory. I mean, you don't have a chance to, because your high school reunion was just like yesterday.
Right. Too kind.
They haven't become famous yet.
Yes, that's true.
Well, speaking of too kind, I know that your show starts at 11, but you're nice enough to let me play two songs that were requested. So I want to play these, and then we'll come back and we'll start something about the women.
Absolutely.
All right, first one's a request for Dave Riley. This is Larkin Poe here at WMFO in Medford.